Report, Immigration Encourages Job Discrimination Against Americans. By Neil Monroe on October 29, 2019. Mass migration encourages mass discrimination against Americans, especially black employees, according to federal data unearthed by the Center for Immigration Studies. You really have to be out of touch with reality to argue that there are no negative effects of immigration on native workers, said Jason Richwine, a statistician who studied the issue for the Center for Immigration Studies. 40% of the decline in labor participation rates among black workers over three decades was attributable to competition from illegal immigration, labor lawyer Peter Kersenow said at a CIS press event at the Press Club. That comes to nearly 1 million fewer jobs for black Americans as a result of the competition from illegal immigrants. And it is the wage levels also, Kersenow told the audience on October 25. The huge impact of this discrimination is mostly ignored by wealthy woke professionals, who prefer to use discrimination claims as a political club against conservatives. The documented discrimination is just the tip of the iceberg, but left-wing critics have gone silent since Donald Trump was elected, said CIS director Mark Krikorian. Yet white-collar workers are also losing salaries and jobs because of discrimination, said Kevin Lynn, founder of Progressives for Immigration Reform. The gains made by women and minorities in STEM fields over the past three decades have really been reversed. For example, today on average 12% of women earn degrees in computer science. In 1984 it was 37%. So you have to ask yourself what's going on. Well, when the opportunities become scant and the workplaces become hostile to women, they typically choose other career alternatives. There is a preference for hiring Indians over Americans in these Indian-run consulting firms because, 1, they will work longer hours. It's a quiescent workforce, largely because they're here on H-1B visas. And a lot of what goes into this is they are given the hope that their company will sponsor them for a green card, and then they'll eventually get citizenship here in the U.S. Unfortunately for the American worker, that means that they're competing with someone who is willing to work for less, work for increasingly lower benefits and other benefits that go along with their salaries, and it just ultimately makes things a lot more difficult. The Press Club event was scheduled to spotlight Richwine's study of discrimination lawsuits by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. He summarized several of the EEOC cases, often quoting directly from the commission's reports. Richwine described cases where Hispanic managers discriminated against American blacks. Perhaps the most egregious example of this comes from Prestige Transportation Services. It would discard or refuse to accept employment applications from non-Hispanic blacks. Quote from EEOC, on multiple occasions when a black person applied for employment, Prestige managers Mr. Ramirez and Ms. Rodriguez would stand behind the applicant and rub their hand on their skin to display their disdain for black people. End quote. Staff meetings were conducted in Spanish only. The record shows that some Indian immigrants also discriminates against blacks, he said. At a Hampton Inn in Colorado, three non-Hispanic white housekeepers were fired by the new general manager and replaced by Hispanics. The owners, Falgun Patel and Mukund Patel, told the general manager that they prefer that maids be Hispanic because in their opinion Hispanics worked harder while American employees are lazy. The general manager allegedly told a Hispanic employee to recruit friends for the incoming vacancies because the owner preferred a Hispanic workforce. After 3 months, all of the Hampton Inn's non-Hispanic housekeepers were gone. The pattern of lawsuits by Hispanics is very different, said Richwine. Instead of losing job opportunities because of discrimination, Latinos lose workplace protections that were once normal for Americans, he said. When Hispanics file suits, they are not complaining that they are being replaced by some other group in the workforce. Instead, they're complaining about working conditions. They complain about low pay, they complain about dangerous situations on the job site, and they complain about harassment. Harassment oftentimes is ethnically based, ethnic slurs and so on directed at them. The saddest part is that when we're talking about Hispanic women, sexual harassment is a very pervasive problem if you believe these EEOC lawsuits. The examples are merely the most egregious and straightforward cases, he said, ensuring that they are likely many other cases of discrimination that do not end up in court. Deputies for President Donald Trump have partly reversed some discrimination against blacks, for forcing wages up to record levels. But his deputies done little to curb the white-collar discrimination, partly because there is so much more money at stake for high-tech firms, hospitals, and investors. For example, the federal government rewards companies that discriminate in favor of Indian OPT work permit workers by rejecting American graduates, Lynn said. American companies which hire Indian graduates are not required to pay Social Security taxes, he said, adding. Instead, American victims of Indians' discrimination are suing the Indians' firms in court. For example, in a 2016 lawsuit against a giant Indian software firm, Infosys, American witnesses alleged. Hiring manager instructions, an Infosys hiring manager admitted there does exist an element of discrimination. We are advised to hire Indians, because they will work off the clock without murmur and they can always be transferred across the nation without hesitation unlike, a, local workforce. Talent Acquisition Unit Observations. Recruiters in talent acquisition observed that Indians were highly favored. And it was extremely difficult to move non-South Asians ahead in the hiring process. Non-Indians were regularly rejected as being not a good fit. Dash an Infosys euphemism for non-Indian. This discrimination is ongoing. In 2016, for example, an Infosys manager in their talent acquisition unit observed that of Infosys' 2,900 hires in the United States, 2,200, 76%, were Indian. She observed a similar hiring disparity in prior years. Applicant data manipulation. Infosys manipulates applicant tracking data in such a way that consideration of non-South Asians and non-Indians is minimized, and the hiring of South Asians is maximized. For example, recruiters have observed that non-South Asian applicants were repeatedly deleted from Infosys' applicant tracking system, forcing one recruiter to keep a separate spreadsheet of applicants on his computer. Recruiters have also observed South Asian applicants, located by Infosys sourcers in India, manually entered into the applicant tracking system despite those individuals not having formally applied, thus streamlining the hiring process. Individuals sourced in this way were moved to the front of the line ahead of applicants in the U.S. A recruiter also observed that applications for United States positions were regularly not reviewed. And in 2016, approximately 11,000 to 12,000 were rejected en masse. Immigration numbers. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or a university. This total includes about 800,000 Americans who graduate with skilled degrees in business or healthcare, engineering or science, software, or statistics. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants. It also adds replacement workers to a resident population of more than 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers and about 500,000 blue-collar H-2B, H-2A. And J-1 visa workers. The government also prints more than 1 million work permits for new foreigners, and it rarely punishes companies for employing illegal migrants. The federal policy of flooding the market with cheap, foreign white-collar graduates and blue-collar labor shifts wealth from young employees toward older investors. It also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, reduces marriage rates, and hurts children's schools and college educations. The cheap labor economic strategy also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and it sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with drug addictions. The labor policy also moves business investment and wealth from the heartland to the coastal cities, explodes rents and housing costs, undermines suburbia, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces. But President Donald Trump's Hire American policy is boosting wages by capping immigration within a growing economy. The Census Bureau said September 10 that men who work full-time and year-round got an average earnings boost of 3.4% in 2018, pushing their median salaries up to $55,291. Women gained 3.3% in wages, bringing their median salaries to $45,097 for full-time, year-round work.